Taylor Swift, 99.70 JX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
We'll get to a little bit of sports here as it was playoff action yesterday and this weekend in the world of football. Taylor Swift's boyfriend's team played the Buffalo Bills, and she was in attendance. She was a good luck charm, we'll say, because yes, Kansas City did wind up beating the Bills in Buffalo by about 3 points, I want to say. But yeah, there were several videos before the game of Travis Kelce's brother Jason. So Jason, you know, he plays for the Philadelphia Eagles, right?
Yeah.
And he, his season is over. The Eagles lost. They're not in postseason. So Jason was there to support his brother Travis as well.
And make some friends with the Buffalo Bills fans.
Yeah, he was before the game with the Bills Mafia drinking at tailgates. Fantastic. A true football guy, right?
Yep.
And then at the game, he was, again, making fans with the Buffalo Bills fans by jumping out of the suite into just the normal stands, grabbing a beer, slamming a beer with fans, and without his shirt on.
Make no mistake, though, he was cheering for the Chiefs.
Oh, yeah. He had a Chiefs beanie on, but he was shirtless, kind of like Bert Kreischer, comedian Bert Kreischer.
He looked exactly like Bert Kreischer.
Right, to which Bert Kreischer actually even tweeted, like, the eyeballs.
It's fantastic.
Right, with the photos of Jason Kelce shirtless in a subarctic temperatures there
climbing
in Buffalo.
Out of the suite. Climbing out of the suite.
Yes.
The party with the fans.
Yes.
Just, he quickly became the internet's favorite Chiefs fan.
Yeah, absolute magical and happy to see that they
Taylor was in there with them.
Yeah, happy to see them moving on because we need more of that energy. I mean, because that is just fun.
We need all of that.
Yeah, so fun. So anyways, the Kansas City Chiefs ended up beating the Buffalo Bills. There you go. And
I want them to go all the way now. Like, I know we're rooting for Lamar Jackson, too. I know that.
I was going to say that they're going to take on Baltimore and Lamar Jackson, who won over the weekend. Detroit, they're very happy. The Lions, they beat Tampa Bay over the weekend. So that's like first time in couple decades that this has happened. So there's a lot of fun stuff, fun storylines happening there with the NFL this season. So there you go. There's your little sports update to get you started here on 99.7 DJX. So that's kind of fun. Let's see. What else? Weekend good?
Yeah. I mean, it was unexpectedly, you know, not busy because of the snow.
Yeah, I was going to say, you were planning on traveling all weekend, but
I was supposed to be in Huntsville.
I was going to say, those plans got nixed because of the crazy cold, and man,
which I'm not mad about it. It was
frigid. Yes.
Yes, we needed to just kind of like
chill.
Needed to just kind of push pause, chill out, regroup. Yeah.
All right.
It's all good, though.
Good
How
deal.
About you?
Not a whole ton. Did a lot of watching of some sports and football, and then, you know, hung out at the Fleet Feet of grand opening event on Saturday. So that was kind of fun. And yeah, I know it was overall pretty good. So I don't know if you are ready for Justin Timberlake to be back, but it apparently looks like it's on the way.
Based on the teaser, I'm ready. I like the teaser.
Yeah, I was going to say, Justin, he wiped his Instagram account. And everybody was like, whoop, what's going on?
Usually means something.
What's going on? And then he posts, hey, Memphis, you got a show, one night only, this past Friday. So then during the show, he kind of reveals a new song that's coming called Selfish. Then he posts this teaser narrated by Benicio Del Toro, actor, on his Instagram. And that sounds like it's his song Selfish too. And then if that weren't enough, he's apparently getting on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Yep.
Andy's on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. So things are happening in Camp Justin Timberlake. And I will say that there are a group of people. It'll be interesting to see how this all works for him. And hopefully the song Selfish kind of is a mirror on himself. And he's maybe admitting things, you know?
Yeah, he needs to cleanse his image a little bit.
Yes,
after the
yes.
Britney memoir.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There are a group of people who are Britney supporters who are like, nope.
Yep.
He is dead to us.
Right.
So he needs to have.
He still has the diehard NSYNCers, I think, on his fan on his side.
Maybe
for the most part.
Yeah. I think so. There's nothing a banging hit song can't cure.
Exactly.
So if he,
that's just the medicine they need.
I know. I mean, if he really,
then they forget all about it.
Listen, if he drops a heater on us, then I think the world's like, well, you know what? I mean, I still kind of don't like what he did to Britney, but I mean, this is good.
Exactly.
I mean, but this is good.
It's the first step on his way back
into
their good graces.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he's dropping teasers. He's dropping hints that there's a new album, a new single, and he's going to be on Saturday Night Live. He's doing the late shows. So, I mean, things are happening in Camp Justin Timberlake. So, whether you're ready for it or not, it's coming.
Yep. Here we go.
All right. So, we'll keep you posted with what we know here on 99.7 DJX.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this Supreme Victor trophy here that I have in my hand that is often coveted, hard to achieve.
Oh, yeah, and hard to replicate. I mean, there really isn't another trophy out there like that, I think.
No. All right, you lose. Losers go first. I believe that is you, Kelly.
Great. Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, hey, Benji.
Uh-huh.
It was so cold yesterday. My computer froze.
Oh.
It's my own fault, though. Left too many windows open.
You know, Kelly, I woke up in a cold sweat, terrified that I overslept for work.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I quickly realized I was already at work, so I breathed a sigh of relief.
Yeah, sleeping at work.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
Recently took a poll.
Yeah?
Found that 99% of the people in the tent were angry when it collapsed.
Oh, because you took a poll.
Yes, literally.
Got it.
Yes.
You know, Kelly, a hacker got into my bank account and left me actually a note.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, dang it.
Yeah, the note said, please save more money. This was a complete waste of my time.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I met a woman outside the mall crying. She'd lost $200.
Oh, no.
So I gave her $40 from the $200 that I found.
Aw.
When God blesses you, you must bless others.
Yes. Hashtag blessed. You know, Kelly, I got hit in the head with a can of soda the other day.
Oh, ouch.
I know. Good thing it was a soft drink.
Gotcha. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Haven't tried yoga, but I have tried bending over to pick up my keys, so I'm pretty sure I'd hate yoga.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what kind of car does an egg drive?
What kind of car does an egg drive?
A Volkswagen.
Yeah. Ben, a little haiku about my life.
Okay.
I am so tired. Where did all my money go? My back is hurting.
Wait, isn't a haiku like 575?
Yeah.
No, if that was a haiku.
Either way, it's a tragic story, isn't it? It's a tragic
Kelly,
story.
What is a urinal's favorite junk food?
What is a urinal's favorite junk food?
Ah, urinal cake, obviously.
Tasty.
Yeah, they're not, Kelly. They're not.
Okay.
They're not.
All right.
Take it from me.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I'm at the point in my life where the hottest text I get is, your prescription is ready for pickup.
Okay.
There's a theme to my jokes.
Okay. This is You Laugh, You Lose.
Uh-huh.
Kelly, one time I tripped over my wife's bra.
Oh, no.
Booby trapped.
Yep. 1,000%.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, what do you call a fraudulent Japanese warrior?
What?
A samurai.
Oh. You know, Kelly, I accidentally made my coffee with Alani knew instead of water.
Okay.
Yeah, I was already on the highway when I noticed I forgot my car at home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that paid for by Alani New? It felt like product placement. Really
it did,
good.
Didn't it?
It did a little. Nice. All right. Maybe you get a deal out of this.
Maybe.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
A truck loaded with thousands of copies of a thesaurus spilled all over the highway. Witnesses were stunned, startled, aghast, stupefied, confused, shocked, rattled, paralyzed, dazed, bewildered, surprised, dumbfounded, flabbergasted, confounded, astonished, and numbed.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, what do you get when you cross a bovine with a wallaby?
What do you get when you cross a bovine with a wallaby?
A kangaroo.
Yes. That'd be fun to see at the zoo. Wouldn't it? Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Although I need you to bring the moo a little bit better because, I mean,
a kangaroo.
I can... That's better. That's better. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
From my friend David. Guy walks into the psychiatrist's office wearing nothing but saran wrap. Psychiatrist says, I can clearly see your nuts.
Oh. Okay. Kelly, sorry, do you want me to give you a moment?
We're good.
Okay.
Proceed.
Hey, Kelly.
Yep.
My friend Billy has a 6-foot willy.
Billy with a 6-foot willy?
He shoved it through the door. His grandma thought it was a snake and hit it with a rake, and now it's only 4'4". Dang it.
Oh,
get through my own dang joke.
Oh, poor Billy and his willy.
Poor Billy and his willy. I mean, when you have a 6-foot willy, what are you going to do?
Wow. Why are we sticking at places?
Well, Grandma didn't like it.
Okay, all right. I think I would have reacted the same way Grandma did, to be honest.
Hit it with a rake?
Yes.
Wow. All right. Enjoy your trophy. That is You Laugh,
Thank
you. You Lose.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. I love these lists that come out every now and then of the weirdest things left in a hotel room. You know, I mean, the most standard things left in a hotel room, things like, you know, wallet, keys, ID, clothes, stuff like that. But last year, some of the most random things ever left in a hotel place include things like prosthetic legs.
Wow. You think somebody is going to need that?
I mean, walking out of the hotel might be a problem.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Unless and you know we've had these stories before where it's like they're a doctor or whatever and they just have that to like work on, but
yeah, for research whatever. Yeah.
Right. Dentures, another one. Glass eye. Which,
these things feel like they're needed.
Yeah.
Every day.
Right, right. A clown costume, full costume, including shoes, wigs, red
Burn
nose.
It. Burn it down. Burn it right now.
These are the weirdest things left behind in a hotel last year. The number one thing, dentures, which, yeah, I mean, I guess I could see that, sure.
But I feel like that falls in the category of that's part of your morning routine because how do you eat?
Yeah,
right?
How do you realize, oh, wait, hang on a second. I don't
I
have
feel
my
like
teeth
you'd
in.
Notice that. You would notice that.
I don't have my teeth in.
Yeah, you would notice, right?
Witchcraft paraphernalia also making the list. Grandma's lucky teacup. Not really sure if the lucky thing was like written on the cup or if that's a reference or a euphemism or something
or
I don't
when
understand.
She was talking about it. She was like, that was my lucky mug.
Right, right. Exactly.
My lucky teacup.
Exactly. So I don't know why that made the list, but yeah, weirdest things left behind in hotels. I always get a kick out of seeing some of that stuff. It's 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next. This is like smashing all the windows of a Rolls Royce to steal a copy of Miley Cyrus's Bangers on CD, right? And it's also something that is very close to us here at 99.7
DJX. Okay.
All right?
All right.
It's a setting the bar story, and it's on the way next. All right, this is the point of the show where it's a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe what this is.
That's an example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, this is kind of close to us here at the radio station, but if you can manage to make it through the day without literally cutting down a radio tower just to get at a couple $100 worth of copper, you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Oh, that could be problematic for us.
Yeah, for sure. So,
we feel attacked. It wasn't even our tower, right?
No.
Okay.
It wasn't our tower, Kelly.
All right.
This happened to an Oklahoma radio station, KITX.
And
some people literally cut down the tower just to steal about $100 worth of copper on the tower.
Just $100 worth? Really?
Yeah. Here's Will of the media group talking about the tower that was taken down.
They either used wire cutters or something really similar to that, and they just cut the guide wires on the top section, and that set of guide wires, after that, that's when it folded and came to the ground. We need to be able to reach the citizens of Northeast Texas and Southeast Oklahoma with life-saving information. Mm-hmm. And you've taken our voice off the air needlessly for, what, $100 worth of copper? Shame on you.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Now, the police think they may have someone in mind, a guy and a woman in their 30s arrested for the alleged theft, but... I remember one of our sister stations here at here in Louisville. Like there was it wasn't because of thieves, but it was a storm. But it literally knocked their tower over.
It took
several weeks to get it back up. And so that's
dang.
I know that's kind of crazy. But
and
so,
that costs a lot of money.
Yeah, it's about
because advertisers pay for their commercials to be heard.
Well, yeah, not even counting the lost revenue of advertising, but it's just to fix the tower is about $500,000 job.
Ooh, yeah, that too. Oh, boy.
Yeah. So, again, kind of hitting close to our home here just because, you know, radio brethren there. But if you can manage to make it through the day without cutting down a radio tower to get at the copper wiring, you're doing okay.
All right. Good note.
Yeah.
And we thank you. We thank you.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
We do.
Absolutely. We thank you.
We thank you, friends.
Oh, shoot. All right. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. Are we pronouncing this word incorrectly all these years? You'll remember a couple years ago, we discovered that there was this Food Network chef who pronounced a very simple word that I guess we have come to understand being pronounced one way as completely different, and it shook us.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
The microwave.
It
really has changed my life.
I know.
I do say it differently now.
I got to be honest. I'm not saying it differently every single time, but every now and then when I feel like I'm microwaving something that is very, very, posh and
kind of a little bougie.
Yeah, a little bougie. I'll go, the microwave.
Yes, it's just fun to say.
Yes, I got the food from Target, and I'm going to warm it in the microwave. Yeah. So, ever since then, it's kind of opened our eyes to maybe, pronunciation that we didn't know even existed. Uh-huh. So, with that being said, we go to Australia.
Crikey!
So, this woman in Australia, she got on TikTok. And she was talking about how people who work for places like Instacart and, you know, those type of places stink at picking out fruits and vegetables. And she was just kind of ranting and complaining a little bit. And it went viral, but not for the reason you think. All right?
Okay.
I'll play for you her little rant and you see if you can pick out what I'm talking about.
Today I bought some broccoli and you pay for broccoli per head, not per kilo. And I got this tiny little thing and I usually get a massive big head of broccoli when I buy it myself.
Mm. Broccoli? Yeah. Did she say broccoli?
Broccoli.
I get a massive head of broccoli?
Yeah, yeah, with a long I, like B-R-O-C-C-O-L-I-E. As opposed
to broccoli.
We pronounce it broccoli. And
the, broccoli.
So then that starts to make people question on the internet whether they've been saying it wrong their entire life.
It would make more sense if it was broccoli, right? Look at how it's spelled. It'd make more sense.
Well, yeah, if it's a long I.
Right.
And I guess, okay, so like Merriam-Webster had to get in on this. And
oh, did they?
Yeah, like.
Did they make a ruling?
Linguists had to kind of get in on this and really kind of look at the root of the word. And it's closer to the original Italian word, which is broccoli. So keep doing what we're doing. And apparently Australia is incorrect in how they say it.
Well, listen, though, if I'm looking at the word and I'm following grammatical rules, it should be broccoli.
Okay.
Well, look at E. coli. How do we say that? Spelled very similar.
Yeah, we don't say E. coli.
No, we don't. We do not.
E. coli. E. coli.
So, you know, therefore, I'm changing it.
I'm going to microwave my broccoli.
Yes. All right. So when I'm telling my husband I'm updating, you know, the grocery list, I'm like, I'm going to need to add some broccoli. Broccoli. He's going to look at me like I'm crazy, but I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to bring him over.
Just plow forward, Kelly.
Yep, I'm going
plow
to.
Plow forward.
That's what I'm going to do. Yep.
Broccoli with a little cream chiazze.
Chiazze. Broccoli and chiazze. We're having broccoli and chiazze tonight, kids.
Broccoli and chiazze.
I'm going to warm it up in the microwave and steamable bag. Yes.
We'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, the internet would just kind of like, wait, scratching their head going, hang on a second.
Yes.
Are we actually the ones that are mispronouncing broccoli?
I'm on board with the change. Let's do it.
Because of the woman in Australia who decided to say,
today I bought some broccoli.
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 It just sounds more refined, doesn't it?
It does. It does.
It
yeah.
does.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show. All right. We do feel good stories every hour throughout the morning. Okay.
This is just super stinking cute. Now listen, I think all of us seen snow, experienced snow before. We're all like, okay, we don't really need this. But there are some people that live at the beach that don't really get to experience snow or anything like that. And well, there is this family in Orange County, California. Their parents live in the mountains. So great-grandparents brought a truckload of snow so their grandbabies could play in it and have snowball fights.
Jessie Rood and her family live in Orange County, and her youngest son had never seen snow before. So take a look. Great-grandma and grandpa, to make some magic happen, they live just a few hours away in the mountains and decided to drive a truckload of snow.
So cute.
So grandkids and great-grandkids could enjoy it.
Those are some good grandparents right there. There were snowball fights, even a mini snowman was built, tons of memories were made. The sweet story that is really just melting hearts all across the internet.
Yeah, really cute. And then they also had another video that was, if you're on the opposite end of it and you're kind of, you got all the snow you could possibly want, there's a cat that's laying right in front of the fireplace on its back, all stretched out.
Oh, love it.
Like, I'm getting warm. I don't want any part of the cold. So you can see both of those on the website at WDJX.com.
Brought to you by Hemptopia.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, so Gina says, hey, Ben and Kelly, I must say I love your show. Always try to listen every morning on my way to work.
Thank you.
Secondly, I'm hoping you can offer up some insight for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been together with my boyfriend, quote, Greg, for about 2 months.
Hi, Greg.
Greg will come over to my place and hang out, but he's never stayed the night. I first thought it was a comfort thing, like he just likes his own bed, stuff like that. But after 2 months, I had to ask him why.
Mm-hmm.
So he told him that it makes him uncomfortable to sleep in a place where I've been with other guys. Mm. First of all, presumptuous. Secondly, what? So when I called him out on it, he said that he'd be willing to buy me a brand new mattress and then he'd stay over.
Oh.
So I'm confused because up until now, he hasn't come across as controlling. He's pretty mellow, but this really caught me off guard. Is this a red flag or a possible look into his controlling future?
Mm.
What would you do? Would you accept the mattress as a gift and go on with the relationship? Thanks so much.
Find the most expensive mattress you can and say, you know what, honestly, the only way I could possibly accept your gift, your generous, generous gift, and us start fresh would be on this $15,000 Tempur-Pedic mattress. That's really the only way that I could possibly move forward.
I think we use this as a great way to get a new bed out of it, right?
I mean, isn't that what sheets are for? Like, you don't...
Sure.
You don't sleep on the mattress, do you?
Yes. Yes. No, you don't. I hope you don't.
Yeah. I feel like that's a little bit weird.
It is weird.
Yeah?
But then again, if she is in need of an upgrade, this could be the way to do it.
I mean, it's not possible that he just doesn't like the feel of the mattress and it... And decided, no, I don't want to insult her that way. So I'll just insult her this way.
That could be, but that's a weird way to go. I feel like it comes off as way creepy with what he told her.
Yeah, for sure. And then, okay, here's the other question.
Yeah.
You accept the mattress.
Yeah. Oh, but then does he take it back?
Exactly.
If you break up.
Yep. Is that, quote, his mattress?
Oh.
I mean, technically that would be like... a gift, right? Wouldn't you consider it a gift? And that's
what shouldn't be strings attached.
Well, and isn't that what they consider engagement rings? They consider engagement rings gifts. So, right.
Well, I think isn't there like a rule of who breaks up with who on that?
Oh, I don't know.
There could be.
I don't know. Okay, so 502-795-1997. If you've been in her shoes and had a boyfriend or an ex-boyfriend say that to you, how did you approach that?
Right. It does feel a little red flaggy.
Yeah.
More it could be an opportunity to upgrade.
I know. We are like joking that way. That's for sure. But Morgan said, this reminds me of my previous stepdad being like, I can't live in this house where the father of your children lived. So we either move or ...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so if he can't accept you, she goes on to say, that you had a life before him, that's a him problem.
Yes, it is. Haley says could be OCD germophobic tendencies. Like maybe he's just a germaphobe and that's kind of an extreme way it's showing itself.
But you bleach your sheets then. And you're like, okay, look, clean.
Or maybe even buy new sheets.
Buy new sheets. Yeah, I was going to say, that's cheaper than buying a whole mattress.
Exactly.
All right, 502-795-1997. Would love to hear your stories about that or maybe the best pity gift that you've received from a boyfriend or girlfriend.
Is that what we're calling it?
I don't know.
A pity gift?
Maybe. All right, it's group therapy. Group therapy. So Gina has the opportunity to get a brand new mattress. And you're thinking, well, gosh, why not jump at the chance? Well, the problem is it's her new boyfriend, is willing to get her one because he can't stand the idea of the mattress she currently owns.
Having history.
Having
other guys.
History.
Exactly. And so many people throwing out maybe he's a germaphobe. And then Brandon's all like, wait, does he buy a mattress for every woman that he's dated? I mean, that's money. If that's his policy, has he done that with every girl he's dated?
Well, and then in that case, is he rich?
I mean, seriously. And then Benjamin's like, she should tell him, well, if that's the case, I'm going to need a new sofa, dining room table, and a few other flat surfaces as well.
New carpet, new stairs.
sassy.
New oven.
Sassy. And then, somebody else pointed out, does she need a new body?
Oh.
Excellent point.
Oh, if she has been touched in the past.
Exactly.
Yeah, because then we go to Jared, and Jared texts in and says, yeah, that's weird. Tony Melito says it best. You're right. It's the whole...
Yeah, I understand. Things happen. The past is the past.
That's right. That's right. We can always go to...
He's not taking that attitude, though.
No, we can always go to Tony for that sort of advice. Right, hey, Dave, so has this happened to you?
Okay, so I was with a girl, and... She told me she was never comfortable in my bed.
Uh-huh.
She said it was because, you know, I like a firmer mattress and she wanted a softer one and all that. Anyway, I got a new mattress. Ultimately, she did tell me that it weirded her out that I had been with other girls in that bed.
Yeah, so Dave, let me ask you this. Had she come out and reversed the order with which she said, you know, the mattress is bad and said, hey, don't like that you've been with other women on this mattress, and also... it would hurts that have to sleep
it?
On.
Yeah, yeah, would that have yeah. changed it in your mind?
Yeah, if your primary reason is because of the history of a piece of furniture, that just shows massive insecurity and weirdness.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
okay.
and obviously you've never been a struggling college student who will accept any sort of furniture and or thing from anyone. Legit, I slept on a bed that was my roommate's sister's.
Oh, no, no yeah. telling. No telling what happened.
I know. And you know what? I like, you just don't think about
whatever.
It. And you accept the mattress and you're like, you know what? Hey, it's a queen size mattress.
Right.
This is great.
Yes.
Right.
New sheets. Well, it's all good.
It's a pillow topper. I love it. You
yep.
know? So
yeah,
anyways.
That's like the wrestler, Dwayne Johnson, but now the actor, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Yes.
He told a story of when he was early in wrestling. He just found a mattress in an alley. It was stained up and nasty. And he was just like, ow. I need a bed. And he took that.
See, there you go.
Think
about it like Dwayne Johnson. That's what she needs to tell her boyfriend.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, Dave. Hey, thank you, buddy.
Y'all do.
Brad says memory foam doesn't mean it actually remembers.
Excellent point, Brad, the love physicians. Yes, absolutely.
All right, so what are we telling her? Are we saying to accept the mattress and with caution? Or are we saying, no, this is red flag material, let's move on from him? Because she doesn't have a whole lot invested in this relationship yet. She said just a couple months in. So
well, okay, does she turn the tables on him and be like, what if I said that to you? Like, have you had other ladies
mm-hmm.
in your bed? So I think, do we kind of try to, again, convince him that this line of thinking is a little problematic,
sus.
And if this is the way it's going to go, I don't know. I feel like maybe we have another conversation. I think we mention, you know, the Dwayne Johnson thing. I think that's a funny little thing. But I also kind of turn it on him as well. Like, what if I said that to you?
And has he ever stayed in a hotel?
Exactly.
Or an Airbnb?
Yes.
Mm.
Same thing. So maybe she asks, what if you just bought new sheets?
Mm-hmm.
And then see if we can go from there. But if he's doubling down and insisting, you know, no, she's got to change her mattress. His is fine. She's yeah. got to change. Then I think maybe that could be an indication of this is okay. some weirdness and controlling issues to come.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. And hopefully maybe you get something good out of it.
Oh, so you're saying, well, yeah, go ahead and take the mattress. So
well, I'm saying if that's what you choose to
and
do.
Then break up with him?
Again, go for the best of the best, all right?
Right, top of the line.
Yep, walk into that mattress store with a smile on your face going, I like that one.
I do think it's a valid question to ask, though. Like, okay, you've dated other people before me, right? Did you ask them to do the same thing?
And have you ever stayed in a hotel?
And how, yes, and how much money have you dropped on mattresses, if so?
Right, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey, good luck with you, and keep us posted on what happens. Gina, that is group therapy. All right, so we're playing a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Can we introduce you to Kimberly from Shelbyville?
We should.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi.
So, Kimberly has got blondish hair, drives a Kia Sorento, is in sales, and has been married for a year and a half.
Oh, it's still the honeymoon phase. Right?
Yes.
Kelly was okay. like,
Right?
Wait.
No, absolutely.
Okay, good. I didn't want to make it awkward from the beginning.
Kimberly, did you have a big wedding or a small wedding, or what
no,
was
we
it?
We eloped and got married on a beach in Michigan.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, that's romantic. I like that.
Yeah.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Cheaper, too.
I remember
yeah.
as we were getting deeper and deeper into planning my wife and I's wedding, my father-in-law was just like, you guys should just elope.
The bills mounting.
I know, and it was cool. So yeah, that is very cool. All right, well, Kimberly, we're playing Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's gonna explain how the game works.
You'll hear three magical stories. You have to determine, did the story happen when the person was a little kid or a drunk adult? Are you ready?
I think so.
Okay.
All right, she thinks so. All right, here we go. First one.
I accidentally swallowed a cockroach.
I'm sorry, accidentally swallowed a cockroach? Is that what he said?
Yes. What a cockroach.
Oh! 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 Oh, damaging at any age, really, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, Kimberly, what do you think? Little kid or drunk adult?
Oh, I'm going to say little kid.
Little kid.
I agree.
Both of you.
Yes.
Saying little kid.
Oopsies. Yeah.
I was a little kid.
Yeah. Oh! Ooh. Oh! Oh, how'd that happen?
Kimberly, you've never swallowed a cockroach before, have you?
Oh, God.
Absolutely not.
No.
She's like, I would burn my mouth.
Yep. Nope.
All right, what happened here?
We were at some friend's house, and this cockroach tried to bust into our fun, and I thought it would be funny to throw it at a friend of mine. And when I did, it hit the ceiling fan, and it shot right back into my mouth.
That is called...
That's karma.
Karma.
That is karma.
Coming
in
right at you.
Way. Oh,
God. I started to gag, and I couldn't keep his legs, and I ended up actually swallowing it.
Oh,
he felt his legs.
Oh, sorry, I should have had a warning before
yeah,
that one.
Yeah, that was aggressive to start with.
Yeah, sorry, Kimberly.
Oh.
That was out of the gate. That was a bit rough.
And sorry if you're eating some oatmeal or something right now. If you're having some breakfast, put down the spoon. Sorry, my bad. Our bad.
All right, Kimberly, you're one for one. Here we go. Next one: little kid, drunk adult.
I shot a firework in my brother's car window.
Shot a firework in the brother's car window?
Yeah.
That's not safe.
We're not saying whether these things are safe or not.
It's not recommended. Oh. What do we think?
I'm going to say drunk adult unless his brother was much older.
Oh.
Yeah, that's drunk adult vibes, I think, for sure.
You think?
Yeah, drunk adult.
Okay.
We don't have the best judgment when we're drunk. Nor, I guess, when we're kids.
I was going to say, that's the entire bit, Kelly.
I feel like this feels more drunk adult-ish.
All right. Both of you saying drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
There it is.
Okay.
Drunk
Do
adult.
Do we clap for this? I don't want to clap for this.
And we were at my folks' house for 4th of July one year, and we all got hammered and decided fireworks was a good idea.
Of course.
Anyway, so I set one up, and apparently... didn't realize the direction it was pointed in and shot right off and through my brother's car window. And he just purchased a brand new Corvette. I mean, it could have been a lot worse, right?
Oh, I don't know. New Corvette.
Wow.
Oh, it was his baby. That was probably his baby.
Wow.
Oh, thank goodness he wasn't in it. Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Kimberly, you are 2 for 2. Good
He's
job.
Aggressive.
Woo-woo.
Okay. All right, last one, little kid, drunk adult.
I ran through some sand dunes and had my bathing suit ripped off.
Sassy. Ran through some sand dunes, lost the bathing suit.
Oh, that could be either.
Yeah, could be.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Okay.
Oh, really? See, I was thinking little kid.
Really?
Like, yeah, well, we went to the dunes like every year right after school.
Uh-huh.
And running around, and yeah, that's something that could totally happen with kids running around. It's the running part for me.
Wait, losing a swimsuit?
Yeah. Well, you could, yeah, because you're littler.
Because right? You're littler?
I feel like, yeah.
All right. So you're saying little kid. Now, Kimberly, you're saying drunk adult, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not 100%, but I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to stick with it.
Okay.
You're never 100% in this game, honestly.
Yeah.
All right. I like your conviction, though, Kimberly. Yeah. All right, here we go. Kimberly says it's drunk adult.
Drunk adult, yep. I say
I was
kid.
A drunk adult.
Oh,
drunk
right,
adult.
There
it Thomas. Is.
Three
Kimberly.
For three.
3 for 3.
Wow. That is quite a feat.
Yes.
It was spring break in college, and a bunch of us had been day drinking and decided to hit the beach and look for guys. And I thought it would be funny to run through the sand dunes down to the beach, which I know you're not supposed to do. But this isn't about smart decisions you made, so this applies. Anyway, I'm running through the dunes, and right as I get to the end, my thong, yes, I was wearing a thong.
I like how that she's telling the story.
This is one and dumb. It got caught on the branch of something and tore right off. The worst part is I screamed and everyone turned and looked, and there I was with just my top on. I couldn't get out of there fast enough.
Wow.
Oh.
All right. Kimberly.
Oh, boy.
At least that never happened to you, right?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
none of that happened to you. That's the best part of this entire segment.
I got a fun story about thongs. Do you want to hear it?
I'm sorry, Beck the Truck. What? Why do you have a story about thongs?
Kimberly wants to hear it. So My dad had to take my family dog into the vet because it stopped eating and all that stuff. And they found out, oh, gosh, you know, it ate something and we were going to have surgery. So had surgery on the dog. Out comes a thong. And
whose
so
was it?
And so two things. One, my dad dropped a couple grand on the dog surgery. And
yeah,
two,
pricey.
Found out that way that my sister wore thongs.
So. Oh, God. Oh, that is not what dads want to find out.
No.
That's really not. Mm-mm.
Kimberly, 3 for 3. You did great. Congratulations.
Amazing.
Thank you.
All right. You hang on the line in just another quick sec. Thank you so much for being a part of the show, and we're going to hook up with the prize, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Cool.
Awesome.
Awesome.
She was great at that. And listen, we need to make sure the well doesn't dry up.
That's right.
Those magical stories.
That's
right. If you have one you think could fit this game, the criteria of this game, send us a voice note. Give us a little headline teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email it, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.
All right, feel good stories. Do this every hour. Kelly K.
Okay, so this is a really great surprise. A wife surprised her husband with a sneaky announcement on their flight to Jamaica.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Josh Lubell knew he was cancer-free after a long battle, but he didn't know his wife, Haley, would slip a note to the flight attendant to share the news with all the passengers. The Lubells were finally on their way to their delayed honeymoon when she wanted to tell everybody what a journey it's been to get to this point.
He fought for his life, but now he's cancer-free and on his way to his honeymoon.
How great is that? So
that's
Josh
cool.
was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer in June of 2020, endured chemo, radiation, several surgeries, including having his right lung removed.
Mm.
He was on life support twice, battled for years. They got married in 2022, but now they're finally going on their honeymoon now that he is officially cancer free.
Nice.
Yeah, see the video on the website at WDJX.com. Brought to you by Hemptopia.
Anna's got a first date on the way, potentially this weekend. And before we get to Anna's situation here in our DMs, I saw 6 words you should never utter on a first date. There
six
are
words you should never, like, put together in a sentence?
Yep.
Or individually?
Yep. No, sentence. Like 6 seemingly innocent words strung together to form a sentence are just the death toll for any sort of first date.
You look like my ex-girlfriend.
You look like
that's
my
7,
ex.
Actually. Well, no, ex-girlfriend's one word,
girlfriend.
Right?
Girlfriend. I guess that.
Or
could,
ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I guess that could be one.
Okay.
It's more innocent than that, though.
Okay.
So when you're on a date with someone, when you've asked someone out, when you're trying to impress them, never ever say the phrase, "What do you want to do?"
Oh, okay. They want you to have a plan. If you're the asker for the date, have a plan.
Yes, that's what it boils down to.
Okay. Put in effort. We need you to put in effort.
Right. If you're asking someone out on a first date, the sentence, the 6 little words should never come out of your mouth. What do you want to do? Because
right.
you should have the, hey, this is what I plan on doing, and this is what we should do, and blah, 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 blah.
And then you can ask an opinion if they like your idea.
Yeah.
Or have an idea.
Yeah, or even after the event, after the date, hey, did you enjoy that? Yeah, I thought that was fun. All right, great, you know.
Now, if you're going out for seafood and they're allergic to seafood, that's probably information we need to find out before the date.
But you're going to say, so I had an idea. Let's go to such and such, get some seafood Friday night. Then we'll go. We'll have some drinks. It'll be great.
And all going to be like,
And I'm you say, well, I'm allergic to shellfish. And you're like, oh, okay. Wow. Well, I can't date you. Sorry. Oh, well, anyway.
Where would you prefer to go then?
That's the red flag.
Exactly.
So, but yes, those 6 little words should never be said on a first date, especially if you are the one who's asking, suggest a couple options, have a backup plan, all that stuff.
Yes. So, if you do need to tweak your original plan, have maybe a backup idea.
Right.
Something
say,
else you could do.
Say the person says, yeah, I'm allergic to shellfish. Can't do it. And so you say, no worries. We're going to go here instead then.
Steak instead.
Yeah. And then you're like, nah, I'm a vegan. Then you're like, oh, you're
okay.
You're
I can't
killing
date
me,
you. At that point, I'm out. If I strike out in my first 2 ideas, I'm out. It's too hard.
So before Anna says yes to this potential date this weekend, she needs to know something about her date, but is now too embarrassed to figure out how to ask.
His name? Are we trying to figure out what his name is?
I mean, it might be. We'll get...
That's the basic, right?
Hey, by the way, what's your name? Sounds great. At Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us on social media. Got this DM from Anna.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, this is kind of embarrassing, so please don't say my name.
Yeah, by the way, Anna is a fake name that we gave.
Okay.
Yeah, I just, in quotes.
I get a little pit in my stomach, like, oopsies, my man. But I don't remember what my possible date looks like, LOL.
Wait, hang on, what?
I know, let me explain. I met this guy on New Year's Eve, we hit it off, exchanged numbers, all that. Since then, we've been texting each other pretty frequently. He just invited me out for drinks this weekend, and I've told him that I may have plans, and I'll let him know later this week. Why?
Why?
Because for the life of me, I can't remember what he looks like. I tried finding him on social media, but can't. And I can't ask him now, hey, send me a picture because I want to make sure you're my type before we go out.
Oh, my gosh.
New Year's Eve was so long ago, I can't trust that I was actually attracted to him being nice, which has burned me in the past, or had the champagne goggles on.
Oh, no.
I know this seems silly and maybe even a little shallow, but I really would like to know what he looks like before I agree to see him in person. How do I casually ask him to text me a picture? I feel weird that this would be a, quote, blind date for me, but not for him. I'm not very good at girling, am I? LOL. Thanks, Ben and Kelly. Kisses.
Is this real? Is it?
Also, though, I mean, think of the embarrassment, though, if she shows up to, like, they meet somewhere, right? And she doesn't recognize him because she can't remember what he looks like.
Oh,
and then that's
going
to be embarrassing,
yes,
right? Because he's going to recognize her.
Yeah. Well, okay. So he's going to recognize her and put his hand up and go, hey, Anna.
Okay.
Nice
okay
to see you. And she's all like, right, oh, hi, how are you?
Oh, okay. All right. Or he's going to put her to the test. And then she's going to fail because she's going to be looking around the room.
All right. So Brad, the love physician, texts in and says, got to send a sexy picture of herself and then ask for one in return. Maybe that's not.
Already?
Okay. So if she's like Kelly, then she would never, ever even dare.
No. And we are not there yet. We haven't had our first date.
Right.
A little presumptuous.
But could you, I was going to say, could you imagine just texting someone and all of a sudden they send you just a little bit of a sexy photo and you're like, whoa.
Yeah, no. probably not going to help because they'd probably leave out the important parts like his face.
Oh, yeah, maybe just. Wait,
yes.
Are you suggesting that he would send back below-the-pants picture?
Do you think? What do you think when you say send me a sexy pic? What do you think, sir?
What do you think? Are you suggesting that he would send back a wiener pic?
That's what I'm saying. If you ask for a picture like that, what do you think he's going to think she means?
You're right. He's not going to send a picture of his face, like, winking.
Exactly. That's not going to be helpful. Not in the way we need it to be helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I guess she could draw her own conclusions from that photo.
Right.
I mean, can't you just say, hey, miss your face, send me a picture? That does sound weird. You're right.
It does. Little,
and
right.
I mean, as I was.
We haven't gone out yet.
I know. As I was listening to you, tell Anna's story, I'm in my head going, is this, like, why can't she just ask him? Just say, hey, send me a photo. But then as I'm saying it out loud, I'm like, yeah, that does kind of sound weird.
Yes. Right. Like, I don't remember what you look like, but I still want to go out with you. It's just, yeah. So, maybe we ask. Oh, no, that still kind of alludes that I don't know what you look like. I don't even know how to identify you. I was going to say, like, tell me what you're wearing.
Yeah, I mean, plenty of people have gone on blind dates before, set up by other people.
Right, but they've met. They have met.
Yeah, you're right. They did.
That's the problem
that
in this
is
scenario.
The problem in
they
this
have
scenario.
Met before.
That is interesting.
She's just too drunk to remember.
or too nice. She's like, I don't know. And then the fact that she's like, I can't even find her on social media. Like, I don't,
yes.
I don't know.
See, that is the problem here, is that he, the freak doesn't have social media.
Or at least social media that is findable.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, if you've got any suggestions for the words that Anna can say or text to her date or whatever, if it's just YOLO and she just goes and lets life present itself the way it needs to.
Do we risk sounding a little psycho by asking him what his social media handle is so that she can friend him or follow him or whatever?
Maybe that's a suggestion. I don't know.
Does that risk sound making her sound like she's psychotic and wants to stalk him already?
I don't know.
That could be a way to go, though.
Yeah, 502-795-1997 is our number. If you've been in a situation where you're getting ready to go on maybe a blind date and then you realize something about a date that you're like, oh, gosh, now what do I do?
Oh, hey, I was trying to follow you on social media. What's your handle? I couldn't find you.
Yeah. One of the probably silliest DMs that we've received came courtesy of Anna, not her real name, who forgot what her potential date this weekend looked like.
Met him on New Year's Eve. Was a little champagne-y.
Yeah.
And it was just like, okay, at this point, we've been talking, we're vibing, we're going to finally meet up and have a date, but how do I tell him at this point, I don't remember anything about what you look like? And why is just admitting that so controversial? Like, why are we not just saying, just tell him what happened? Just tell him you're drunk. Can't remember, but you really enjoyed the conversation and getting to know him. You trust that you had good judgment when you gave him his number night.
Maybe she's wanting to save face a little bit. I don't know.
Maybe.
TC.
Have her FaceTime the guy. Just be like, hey, look, you got to see my dog. FaceTime me or something. Or do you have a cat or whatever? And then FaceTime him for a little bit.
So you got to help me, like, figure out what to wear for our date. Like, what's going to be appropriate? Pick out my outfit and then FaceTime.
Yes. Simple freaking FaceTime. Or, oh my gosh, I'm out and you got to see this. Whatever. FaceTime me really quick. Just some simple FaceTime. Come up with an excuse to FaceTime. That's simple.
Great idea.
Hey, Courtney.
Hey, so I might be old and out of the game, but it seems like this girl has the perfect excuse that she was drunk on New Year's, right?
Uh-huh.
So why can't she just say that?
Like, hey, I was drunk on New Year's. I don't remember what you look like. Can you send me a photo?
Probably the worst possible night for me to remember. Like,
doesn't that sound off? I mean, doesn't that sound bad?
Like, am I just old and out of the game? Like, I don't know. Like, could she be like, hey, in the off chance that I'm late, I was super drunk that night. Can you send me a picture and let me know who I'm looking for? Like, I really like you. Like, I want to still go on the date. I just need to know who I'm looking for.
That is hilarious.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that'll work. Maybe just being raw like that would work.
Like, listen, I got a confession to make.
Yeah. Courtney, thank you.
Thanks.
And you know what? You're not old. Age is just a number, Courtney.
Yes. And why is honesty so controversial?
That's right. That's true.
It's the best policy. Honesty is the best policy.
That's right. All right,
now listen,
thank you.
Everybody on the text line is tossing out the whole ask for a picture for his contact in her phone. Like, hey, by the way, like, send me, you know, picture so I can, you know, put that with contact in my phone.
Yeah, I mean, he could send her a Bitmoji, though.
It could, yes.
And, or like a cartoon, because I know a lot of people like the Bitmoji as their avatar on the contacts, so.
Yes. Allie says, hey, I would say this. Hey, my sister or family member or friend thinks they know you. Can you send me a picture? That's really good.
All right. What I think is great is this guy potentially could be listening right now, and then he receives a text later today from
says one of these things that we suggested. Sure.
It's like, hey, do you want to FaceTime? Hey, by the way, I have a friend who thinks she knows you. Can you send me a photo so I can see?
Or Amy says, tell him, I was telling my friend how cute you are, but she won't believe me, and said, you know, we didn't get any pictures of us together on New Year's Eve. Can you send me a pic?
Yeah.
Like, hey, I was telling my friends about you were going out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I need to show them who I'm going out with.
All right. So I think that there is a way to kind of save face with this as opposed to just outing yourself and
I don't remember what you look like.
Yeah. And swallowing the big honesty pill and going, yeah, I was kind of drunk and I don't remember what you look like.
Yeah. At least she remembers his name.
Yeah.
That's worse. Because you can get real deep into talking to somebody and then at some point you are past the whole, what was your name again?
I know. I
We're
know.
Not there, so that's good.
I've been burned that with that many, many times.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, hey, good luck. Tell us how the date goes. You're going to have to listen. You're going to have to follow up with us. All right. So follow up with us later this week and tell us how you figured it out. Okay. That is diving into the DMs here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. All right, setting the bar stories. Kelly, these are
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we all enjoy bagels just as maybe as much as the next person, right? But maybe
if
not.
If they're available, sure, yes.
As much as Brandon does.
Okay.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked to go get some bagels, then you're doing okay.
We're getting naked to get bagels? why do we think we need to get naked to get bagels?
Brandon, well, let's let the news tell you.
A criminal complaint says 40-year-old Brandon George was spotted naked at the Brugger's Bagels on Grant Street.
Oh, man. I like a Brugger's Bagels, too. They're good.
Were they having a promotion? Like, show up naked, get a bagel?
Police said his eyes were bloodshot and there was an odor of alcohol on his breath.
Got it. Probably not a promotion.
Probably not. Maybe he was just a little drunk and had the drunk munchies and was like, you know what? I need a bagel.
Not even going to bother putting my clothes on. I'm just gonna go.
Police say he resisted arrest when he was put into a police vehicle. Sure. George faces a preliminary hearing later this month.
Yeah, he did have clothes with him, and the officers
he brought his clothes.
And the officers said, "Hey, you got to put your clothes back on, buddy." Brandon said, "Okay," but then bent over to grab his pants and then stood back up without putting anything back on.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, he was out of sorts, we'll say. We'll just say he was out of sorts.
Okay.
Let's hope Brandon can get in sorts, all right, soon. So, again.
In shorts or something.
I enjoy a good bagel. I love a good bagel. Oh, yeah. Yes. Toasted butter is perfect. Maybe put a little cream cheese and then a slice of cheese on top of it and roast it. Oh, that
sounds delish.
Yes, delicious.
Just know when you're making a run, though, for the bagel that you're going to need to put some clothes on.
Yeah, most places have a clothing mandatory policy when you walk into their restaurants.
Because I'm guessing you didn't even get to enjoy the bagel.
Probably not. There you go.
That's tragic.
You're setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting naked to go get some bagels, you're doing okay.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. There you go. It's 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I thought it was interesting that the DM we got from Anna last hour, not her real name, I was just kind of rolling my eyes, if I'm really being honest, and going, okay, this isn't a real thing, right? This can't be a real thing.
But it's kind of, I know she's not the first person that's probably been in this situation.
Where you have met someone out at an event, and then you get their, you exchange numbers, you text this person, and then you forget what they look like.
Yeah, you start talking.
So you need to ask them their photo?
Yes, you've had several conversations. Can't find them on the socials. That was the first step. And then she's like, oh, we're going to like go out in person on a date. And I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah, Chrissy texted in and said, y'all are making this way too hard. Be like, I'm bored. Send me a pic. That's it. Done.
Oh, all right.
But Chrissy, this is the problem that we were trying to kind of like get over and around. If you say that, is he going to send a picture that you don't want to see just yet?
Exactly. Like, yes. Is he going to misinterpret what kind of picture you want?
He's like, oh, you want to see something that's below the pants?
Already. Nope.
Here
we weren't thinking
you go.
About that yet. Not thinking about that yet. We haven't even gone out in person.
Listen, keep this in mind. It's really, really cold outside.
Stop talking. Stop it. No.
Just keep this in mind before you make any judgments.
No. No. Now, listen. Some people did, you know, suggest like, hey, I was telling my friends that we're going to go out and, you know, was kind of, you know, describing how cute you were and wanted to show my friends a picture. Could you send me a pic?
Yeah, I will say that she did kind of make fun of herself because she said, I'm not girling well enough because she was like, I tried to look him up on social media and I couldn't find him. To which Jennifer posted on Facebook and was like, listen, I'm missing my calling by not being in the FBI. Hit me up, girl. I'll find him. And then so many other people are like, yep, me too. I'll find them.
That's great.
Shoot, that's great.
Well, and you could just say, listen, I was trying to friend you on social media. Couldn't find, what's your handle? You could ask that. And a lot of people are just like, hey, send me a picture for my contacts.
Yeah, so a lot of suggestions. You can kind of see where we left it. And we're going to have to try to catch up with her maybe before the weekend, maybe after the weekend. I don't know. But here soon, just to see how it all went.
We were all circumventing the whole honesty thing, though.
Yeah, like, I mean, who needs that?
Anything but say, hey, full transparency, I was really drunk when we met. I don't remember at all what you look like. But super excited
right,
for our date.
Right, right. Thumbs up. All right. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And may you have a week that is as good as Jason Kelce shirtless, drunk, cheering on his brother at a football game.
He's living his best life, pulling a Bert Kreischer.
Living his best life. Yes, shirtless there at the Kansas City Buffalo Bills game, to which, I mean, he was drinking beers with the fans. He jumped out of the suite that they were in to have crush some beers with the fans.
Yep.
The commentators noticed.
Oh, there's his brother. Says, right on. That's Jason.
Right on. I mean, the picture of him, like, screaming after Jason Kelce scored, like, one of his two touchdowns.
Instantly iconic.
Yes, iconic. It's like, put it in the Louvre. It needs to become a painting.
Yes.
It's the sound the T-Rex made at the end of Jurassic Park. You know what I mean?
It's all the things, and he instantly became the internet's favorite Chiefs fan.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, whether you were just watching the game like me and my daughters were, or I should say my daughters were enjoying sitting next to me on their phones until Travis Kelce did something, and then they looked up because they thought, oh, okay, they'll show
a picture
of Taylor. And they did, for the most part. They sent us a camera shot into the suite there, but Jason was literally stealing all the thunder.
He was the one to watch. Yeah, and honestly, once I saw it starting to pop up on the internet, I was like, oh, maybe I should check out the game because it looks like some fun stuff is going down.
Oh my gosh, he was having a moment. So
that family sounds fun.
Listen, I hope the Kansas City Chiefs repeat as Super Bowl champions just to see Jason,
I do too.
Just to see Jason Kelce and the spiral that we're going.
Yes. I mean, now, if he's losing his mind with the game versus the Bills, like, what if he gets to the big dance and he's not playing his brother for the ring?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I realize what I'm saying is kind of blasphemous being in this area, and the fact that Lamar Jackson, our Heisman Trophy winning quarterback from the University of Louisville, will
be. Our allegiances should lie with him exclusively.
Right. However, I do enjoy seeing this whole Kansas City thing happening.
I am enjoying it too. I'm kind of hopping on board. I feel like I'm kind of a moderate, outlaying Chiefs fan because of Jason Kelce.
Yeah, Jason Kelce's living his best life. Whether he is chosen retirement or not, he's just choosing to support his brother, and
he's
we're
here living for in
it.
The moment.
So, like I said, may the rest of your week be as awesome as a shirtless Jason Kelce supporting his brother drunk. All right, so anything else you may have missed is up on the website at wdjx.com. And man, anything else, Kelly?
I think that's it. I mean, it's Monday. We put forth a lot of effort already.
Yeah. Yes. Right? Yes, that is true. All right.
We pushed our bodies through a 4-hour show, and
I know. Whew. Hey, don't. We work hard.
We sure do. That's a lot of effort.
We work hard. All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye.